USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The recall of Democrat Governor of California Gavin Newsom is nearing its goal. California Police Sergeant Adam Garcia making a statement to the Chino City Council earlier this month.
This rising crime and the escalating threat to California residents is a direct result of the failed policies put in place by Gavin Newsom. Governor Newsom has been quietly releasing thousands of inmates from prisons throughout the state. He is doing so without any threat assessment and with complete disregard for the safety of Californians.
Today, the signature reporting period closes for the Newsom recall. Next up is signature submission deadline due on March 17th. The World Health Organization has granted emergency approval to AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine. The agency announced on Monday the vaccine will be distributed globally through the COVAX program aimed at stopping the pandemic. The WHO Director General said the organization now has all the pieces in place for rapid vaccine distribution, but added they still need to ramp up production. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The fallout in Washington, D.C. after the failed impeachment of President Trump is far and wide. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
Senator Graham tells Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has hurt the party in the 2022 elections by blasting former President Donald Trump, saying it would be used against them in campaign ad. The Senate acquitted Trump of inciting the riot at the U.S. Capitol, falling 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority.
The process they used to impeach this president was an affront to rule of law. He's the first president to ever be impeached without a lawyer, without a witness, without ability to confront those against him, and the trial record was a complete joke, hearsay upon hearsay, and we've opened Pandora's box to future presidents.
McConnell said Trump's, quote, crescendo of conspiracy theories caused the insurrection, but he voted to acquit because the Constitution does not permit the Senate to punish someone no longer in office. Seven Republicans found Trump guilty. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sunday's Daytona 500 saw driver Denny Hamlin finish fifth after the lightning delay and the nail-biting finish. Denny caught up with Motor Racing Network and talked about the new racing league, SRX. The Superstar Racing Experience will feature six races at dirt and short tracks on Saturdays in June and July. Denny was asked if he'd like to be a part of SRX.
I'd love to. I think that Tony and Ray are building something that's pretty awesome over there. Kind of building a car from the scratch and taking it to all kinds of different types of racing is very cool. So certainly, it all kind of stemmed from a little dinner I had with Ray probably a week or so ago, but certainly got some interest there and wouldn't mind being a ringer, although I hope not to get shown up by some of those old guys.
Denny's daughter just turned 8. He was asked how things have changed since he's become a father.
Well, it's the patience. You got to learn the patience is the biggest thing that, I can say that I've gotten better at as a dad. I don't know if it's gotten better professionally, but I certainly believe as a dad, I just understand, what I deem not necessarily important because it's, hey, I really want this, really want that. Like, it's important to them in their life at this time. So it's understanding from their perspective, as a dad, just being patient with them and trying to mold them into the person that you want them to be in the long run.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.